Body and Mind welcomes Carol of the Angel and Crystal Awareness to our platform. Carol is the principal of the Diana Cooper School of Angels in South Africa and is going to chat to us today about what the school is all about. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you very much, Tara.
Carol, your field of work is intriguing. Please tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in working with the angels.
Taryn, as I think in this field with most people, a very life-changing event occurred in my life. My husband was killed in Angola, and I was left with three children, two at varsity and one still at school. And, you know, and it was very, very traumatic for me. And I was laying on bed one evening and happened to hear Jenny Chris Williams speaking to Diana Cooper. And she had an interview with her, and she was talking about angels. And I just caught the last section of the interview where she said that if you're really having a problem at this moment in time, maybe contact the angels. And there's a book of hers that she mentioned, which is called A Little Light on Angels. And she said that that book would have a lot of information. And I was in a very, very dark space, and I was very, very desperate. So I left the next morning with a mission, and I went and got this book and I started reading it, and everything just started falling in place. And I thought, I have to get hold of this woman. I need to do her training. I just need to connect with the angels. And I started working with the angels, and then decided that I need to do the training. But my husband's will was still being sorted, and there was no ways that I had enough finance to get to Wales, which was where Diana was hosting the workshop. And I then decided that I need to put all my trust in the angels, because I'd been reading this book for the past week or two. And I then just said, you know what, if I'm meant to do this training, and if there are angels out there, you'll be able to help me to get enough finance to get there. And as always, a miracle happened. The angels organized that 2 weeks before I was meant to go. My husband's will was rounded up, and I had enough money to fly. And I left. I left my children with my sister-in-law, mm-hmm. and I went and did the training with Diana Cooper.
Wow!
And it was an 18-day wonderful days that I spent with Diana, because she was still training those days. And when I came back, it was like there was a new person that arrived. I'd had all this training, and I just wanted to share all my experiences with everybody, and just wanted to tell everybody what had happened to me and give them the encouragement and just show them how the angels had changed my life, and how if you really believe in the angels, they can change anyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you. Sure. Well, the name Diana Cooper is very well known across the globe. The School of Angels sounds interesting, so please enlighten us a bit about what this is all about.
Okay, now that the ascension of our planet and all of those who are on her are accelerating, spiritual teachers have been trained by our school to show those who are ready the way. And so many angels and archangels have flocked to Earth much more than ever before. And they've asked our school to train light workers to help people to learn about them and to connect them to them for their guidance. And we do several modalities in the school, and it's also about just spreading the light and sending their particular lights out into the school and also into South Africa, mm-hmm. so that, you know, they can present this to everyone who is willing to listen.
Thank you very much. Now, Carol, as with any school, there are many subjects that need to be studied. So what can be studied at the Diana Cooper School of Angels?
We have various modalities. We do angels, which is all about how to make angels part of your daily life and how to work with them daily, mm-hmm. To enrich your life, which was the very first modality that I learned, and, you know, and really got me through the bad times. And then we have another one, which is ascension, mm-hmm. And it's all about how you create your ascension pathway and your spiritual foundation in life. All of the modalities have got a lot of exercises and beautiful life skills as well. And then we do another one, which is Lemurian. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how the Lemurians lived and how to work with the Lemurian crystals and how to do healing with the Lemurian crystals. And then there's another one, Golden Atlantis, and it just teaches you how they lived in the golden times of Atlantis, which is very much coming back at this present moment, and all the different tools and modalities that were used. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one, which is called Transform Your Life. And it's all about, that one is all about how to develop yourself. And you find out in that who you are. We do a lot of inner child work there, which helps us to let go of beliefs that no longer serve us. Mm-hmm. And then the last modality that I'm training at the moment is unicorns. And that is all about learning about unicorns, playing with unicorns, riding on unicorns, and just becoming a child and just seeing how magical unicorns are.
Now, Carol, I'm interested in the module on angels. You say how to make angels part of your daily life. Would you be able to give us a tip today on to maybe how to do that?
Angels are very, very easy. We as humans make things complicated. Angels are easy. All that the way to speak to angels or work with angels on a daily basis is just to simply call them. They're different angels for different modalities. But if you don't know which angel to use, you just call on the angels, and the right angel will always make him or herself available to you. Mm-hmm. I use angels, for example, in the area where I stay. There used to be quite a lot of beggars on the street corners. And what I would do is every morning I would just say angels, please will you assist this beggar just for today? Mm-hmm. And now since I've been doing that, I've seen that there are much, much less beggars around in our area.
Wow.
I think it's because they all have an angel. We all have a guardian angel, so you can just call on your guardian angel every day to just assist you, with whatever you're not sure of. Mm-hmm. The way that I tell most people is angels vibrate with a color gold. So if you breathe in the color gold and you can sit anywhere in a place where you would normally meditate and just breathe in the color gold and breathe out the color gold for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then just say to your angels, just please step into my energy. And what they do is they step into your aura, and then they are able to work with you far more comfortably and assist you. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. You make it sound so simple, Carol. Is it really that simple?
It absolutely is. You know, as I say, human beings, we make it difficult.
Yeah.
Angels are easy, they're simple, and that's why we do these workshops, because you learn that it's so, so easy to connect with them. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
So would you recommend any age group or any religion to be able to work with the angels?
Angels are in all religion. So we teach right through the board. There's no religion. Angels angels are just in all religions, from the Quran to the Christian religion. Everybody talks about angels in some shape or form. So we do angel workshops for children as well. We start from the age of about 6. But I have a grandchild who is 2, and she knows that she is an angel already. So they can learn from any age.
Wow. I see that a lot can be learned here, Carol. Thank you very much. Not only are we learning about angels, but we are learning about a way of life. So, Carol, for those wanting to learn about the angels and to do these courses with you, what is the next step?
The next step would be to contact me, and my email address is carol@angelawareness.co.za. Or my cell phone is 084-500-1478. That's my cell number. Or they can contact me at Body and Mind and just click on me, carol@angelawareness.co.za, and they will be able to get hold of me there as well.
Great. Thank you very much for enlightening us on this experience. I'm sure our conversation today will be the first of many. Angel blessings to you, Carol.
Thank you very much, Taryn, and may the angels bless and keep you as well.